on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to have a look at the midweek meeting today, Ladbrokes Park, and we are racing today on the... Where are we? We're on the lakeside, and the rail is true. It is a good four track today. Weather will play an important part this afternoon. We'll have a chat to track manager Kay McCartan in a moment, but Dean Lester, as he does every midweek, is here to find us all of the winners. What do you make of today's meeting, Dino? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael. Lakeside rail true. I don't like getting too confident because it can play a little bit on pace, but... I quite like the meeting at this stage anyway.
It looks like there's a few promising horses going around as well.
There is. There's no doubt. And sort of the... That's the thing. They can roll out at any time of year. Just a bit of immaturity has prevented them from being carnival players or something like that. But we get to see them on a Wednesday at Lakeside. It's good.
Absolutely. And let's find out what the weather is predicted to do today. There's not a cloud in the sky. We are on that good four. So Kane McCartan would have been putting a fair bit of water on throughout the week because it has been a warm week in Melbourne. How are you, Kane?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. And it's a windy day today. So how's that going to play out at Sandown this afternoon?
Yeah, it should might wreak a bit of havoc at some point. Just the way the direction's forecast, it'll be a pretty strong headwind, but a tailwind sort of might push them a bit quicker down the back straight, but they're sort of staying around sort of 40 to 45 k southeasterly. So yeah, it'll certainly play a big part in today's pattern of racing, I think.
So there'll be a headwind in the straight and a tailwind down the back straight. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So they should get a bit of protection if the horses, horses that go a bit wider on that turn should get a bit of protection coming into the straight. So they might be able to preserve a bit of energy there. But yeah, it's a bit of an interesting day. It's going to be warm, but it's a southeasterly breeze, so it's still as warm as what they're forecasting.
How do you think that'll affect the track as far as how firm it'll get? You're on a good four at the moment, and it is a twilight meeting, so it's a late start today. Have you put much on this morning?
Yeah, so the track's had 50 over the week, and that includes 6.2 of rainfall we had to sort of the beginning of, end of last week, sorry. So it's had sort of 50 mil of some sort of moisture applied to it, plus another 4 mil this morning. So that 4 mil was really just to try and cater for that sort of strong sort of southeasterly breeze through the day. It was probably at 4.5 in the morning. We just topped it up and probably got it to almost at 5 this morning to cater for that.
Well, Kane, best of luck today. We'll follow the weather and see how it unfolds this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks very much, Michael.
Kane McCartan, the track manager there. Dino, just on that headwind in the home straight, the tailwind down the back straight, how much of a factor will that be for you?
The one factor it can be, not so much the straight as such, because they're such long straights at Lakeside, but down the hill there where the inside horses probably cop the wind and get buffeted around, often that's where, on a day like this, where the three wide train or one off the rail can just get that bit of cover from being buffeted around as much as anything. So that can be the most important factor, I think, at Sandown when you're looking at the wind element.
All right, let's hear what Philip Stokes has to say, because he's got two runners in race number 8, including an interesting import having its Australian debut, Aesop. Morning, Philip.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
What can you tell us about this international galloper, ex-Irish galloper, who's joined your stable?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. We're still learning our way a little bit with him, but he's had a good grounding for this. He's had a few trials. His coat's still not really there. It came over, it was in a good condition, and he's sort of out of whack with his seasons. But I'm thinking he's a top four chance and can't wait to get him up to 2,000 metres.
So he's got a bit of class?
Oh, yeah. I only had the other horse, Amare, and I can just draw parallels with this horse, and I think he's going as well, if not better.
Well, that's a good wrap indeed. He has performed better, as you say, over the 2,000, 2,400. So could today be just a little sharp for him, do you think?
I think so. Saying that, he has shown us a little turn of foot. Well, we do train him differently here. So I think if he's running top four, I'm wrapped with that and look for him next start over 2,000.
What about your stablemate, Isa Barman, who didn't have the best of luck last start?
Really good run last start. If they can run on in later in the day, he's definitely got to be a chance. Probably the only query I've got, his best form's on wetter tracks. So if he doesn't perform today, he'll be going to the paddock.
All right. Is Brazen Boy going around over in Adelaide?
Yep, if he doesn't win today, don't ever back him again.
What price is he today? I haven't even had a look. So he's a horse that you want to take on trust usually, but is he flying on the track, is he?
Oh, I think Oakbank will be a good opener for him. He won't know what's hitting when he comes around that turn and runs down that hill.
Yeah, he's $2.50. All right, Brazen Boy, his last chance today. Best of luck, Philip.
Thank you.
Philip Stokes joining us there. Let's get into the preview of Sandown. And it is a twilight meeting on the lakeside, Ladbrokes Park. The first race kicks off at 3:40. We can take out number one, Notaris G, was a good win yesterday. Two and three. Masenko is the favourite. As you heard earlier from Nick Quinn, has been well supported for Archie Alexander, $3.70. Good push from Catherine Coleman, Re Dickinsonian, having its first start from the Moody Yard at $4. Award Me, another first starter, $4.40, Her Empire at $4.40, and then you're down to Forged at $6.50, DeLong Star $14. There's only one other one in the race, Dino, and it's a $26 chance. So a tricky start to the day?
It might be, Michael, but I'm trusting the first starters here. I like them both. Dickensian, who has had two jump outs. He looked strong most recent jump out. He was right on the pace and he backed the speed off, and one went to him really quickly, and I love the way he responded, and I love the way Peter Moody trials his unraced horses, shows them a bit of pressure and they respond, and he trialled very well. I thought 7 Award Me was very sharp in her most recent jump out at Werribee. She looks ready to go to the races and run well. The race brigade have ability. Forged, I think first start the wet track was against him, and then 1300 just might have been a bridge too far last start. Just back 100 metres, I think, will suit. And number 10, Mazzarco, who led last start. I thought had every chance to win, but that form might look better through this filly running well, and the filly that beat her, Miss Middle Park, goes around in race two. So she's got good form lines and will certainly give a good sight. So it's a good competitive maiden, but I think the first starters might be a little bit above average there. Numbers 4 and 7. 4, 7, 5 and 10.
4, 7, 5 and 10 for Dino in the first. Race number two jumps at 4:15 this afternoon. It's over 1,300 metres. Take out 2 and 7. So again, a smallish field, but an open market. Miss Middle Park, $3.20 favourite. Cherry Pick, $3.90. Thronari, $4.20. $6 Cardigan Queen. Antipodes is at $6. And the only other runner, Dual Star, is at $12. So you wouldn't be surprised, according to the market, if anyone here, Dean.
Yeah, not really, Michael. And it probably comes down to how the race is going to be run. I thought barriers 1 and 2 might nearly get control of the speed. And if they do, they might be hard to beat, Cherry Pick and Antipodes. I think the best horse in the race is Miss Middle Park. So that's my starting point. That was a huge win at Cranbourne last start. Best late sectionals of the day. She'll need to put in a big run here because I think she's going to settle in the back couple and be giving away a bit of a start. But I did like that win last time out. So I'm going with her to beat 4 Cherry Pick. I was a bit surprised she didn't lead last start. She led on a very fast spell, rode a very fast speed two starts back when she won. And then the lead was up for grabs at Mooney Valley and didn't take it. And I think it maybe cost her the win. She's well placed here to run well. Tongue tie on for the first time. 8 Antipodes was threatening to win a race. Got the job done nicely at Geelong last start. As I said, probably lands outside the lead and gives a good sight. And Throntari was really well backed at good odds at Caulfield a couple of Saturdays ago. And I think that was because she got right down in the weights and she ran well. She's back 100 metres and goes up 7 kilos, so they've got to be the little negatives. But I thought that Miss Middle Park's the best horse in the race. She'll need a good ride, but she's got the right rider aboard. 6, 4, 8 and 3.
6, 4, 8 and 3. Are you expecting they will be able to make ground, or is it going to be a wait and see?
Yeah, it's a bit of a wait and see, and I'd probably think this is the race where you might get a good guide. In saying that, I don't think the leaders will go hard, but a horse like Miss Middle Park, if she can pick them up down the centre, it'll be a good starting point.
Race number three is over 2,400 metres. It's a benchmark 64. Take out 4 and 5. Poppy Joan is the favourite. Jay Carr for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace at $3.10. Enunciate, $4. Miss 500, $5.50. And then She's a Big Deal at $8.50. And not a bad little push from Junior, Laughing Grizzly. Excuses last start with an inflamed throat at around about $31, Dino.
Yes, they don't often have $31 chances midweek in town, that stable. He's an interesting runner, but There's never much between these, Michael. There's just often little variables that make the difference in these races. There's often only two or three lengths between seven or eight of them. And I just thought Miss 500 last start, Drew White, had to go a long way back and under the circumstances ran okay. And I think she pulled up with a little bit of an issue post-race as well on that occasion. Actually had EIPH. So her previous run to Tiger Tiger was really good at Sandown. So she's a great winning chance, I think, to beat number 10, Poppy Joan. I was initially a bit disappointed with her at Moonee Valley, and then go back through her form, and all of her runs have been on big tracks. So maybe just trying to get around that last turn at the Valley, she struggled a bit. So I think she's better suited onto the bigger track here at Lakeside. Number 6, Enunciate. He's very close to winning this grade. Maybe the 2 kilo claim for Josh Richards gets him down that little bit in the weights. He's got that Tiger Tiger form as well. He's very competitive. And 9, Tatalina, who probably is the one that didn't have an excuse last start. I thought had a beautiful run through, following through on the main chances behind Algiers. Might be next best. But, yeah, never much between these stayers, Michael. 8, 10, 6 and 9.
8, 10, 6 and 9, Miss 500, $5.50 chance. The on top selection in race number 3. Race number 4, this for mine's the highlight of the day. It's over 1,600 metres and we've got some really promising gallopers here. And Green Belt has been absolutely smashed in the market into odds on $1.80. Another ride for Jay Carr. We heard from Michael Kent Jr. Couldn't have done more on debut. Sione is a pretty smart filly herself. $5.50 and there's a 5 kilo differential between the top two favourites. El Cordobes was great on debut at $7. Royal Fox is at $11. And then you're at the Tempest Charm at $12. And even Rock Wave, who was a good win last start at $14. It's a race where we could get a fair bit of form to come out of, Dino.
I think we could, but more so out of the winner. And I think the likely winner is Green Belt. That was a stunning win on debut. The speed he went and what he maintained as a gallop to the line was really impressive at Cranbourne. He did a great job there. And if he's ridden in a similar vein, he'll put these horses into a different pain barrier than they've ever experienced. And that was what he did to his rivals on debut. And, you know, by the way, I sort of measure races, that was as the best three-year-old maiden winner of the season so far. So he looks very smart, and I think he can win again. One that's big odds in this race, one on the same day, and that is Matron Bullwinkle. Her win was pretty good. She overcame a bit of difficulties there, and obviously Jamie Carr's elected to ride Green Belt, and that's fair enough, but I don't think Matron Bullwinkle should be sold short, and I think she's maybe a good Quinella chance that there might be a way to make something out of the race. El Cordobes, he trialled like a winner going into that first up run. Got a beautiful run into the race tempo-wise, and ducked in a bit when he let down, but he's still got the job done. This is going to be a different pressure altogether. If he handles that well, he can run well. And Sione's the same. She's going well. It's just looking at her figures, it's just going to be a differently run race to what she's experienced. But that weight relief certainly does help her. But, yeah, I'm like you, I'm really looking forward to watching this race and probably seeing Green Belt win 1, 6, 2 and 7.
1, 6, 2 and 7. Is $1.80 the right price?
I think so. Yeah, I think anyone that chopped above $2 earlier had done very well.
And just with the keenness you have on Matron Bullwinkle, $3.40 the place. Is that a good play?
I think it is because you know where she's going to be in the run. She's going to be third or fourth, just doing very little work. And I'm surprised that she's, in comparison to, say, El Cordobes, they're both coming off maiden wins at their first starts, there's a huge discrepancy.
All right. It could be a very interesting race. Green Belt, the win, $1.80, could be the best bet on the program. And then Matron Bullwinkle looks a very nice play at $3.40, the place there as well. Hopefully that's built the bank for the quaddie. That's up next on our midweek preview. Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Dean Lester finding us all the winners at the Ladbrokes Park Lakeside Meeting. And we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, race number 5. Jumps at 6 o'clock this evening. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. No scratchings. The favourite is Marami Express at $2.80. Another Jamie Carr ride for Danny O'Brien. Inner Spirits at $3.60. Then we're out to Jaconi at $4.80 and Jungle Jim at $7.50. And Dino, I'm not sure if you heard, but it was very, very generous of Nick Quinn to steer us into the $1.01. Jamie Carr is the leading rider today at Sandown.
Yes, I wondered what price she'd be because when I was putting my tips together, I noticed her name was in them a lot, and I think she's on, what, 5 favourites and 2 second favourites from her 7 rides. So, yep, $1.01. Yeah, no, Quinny laps up those sort of odds. So, and that's pre-multiplied too, Michael. So,
of course. Is this one that she'll be able to get full points on?
I think so. I think the really significant change here is the blinkers coming off. He seems to have got very wound up, this horse, just in the couple of minutes pre-race and been a bit keen in his two runs this time in. And I think probably time for the blinkers to come off and see if he can just relax that little bit more, conserve a bit of energy, and hopefully that'll help him just finish off that. He only needs to find a length and he'll be winning plenty of races. So I think he can win here. I think if there's one at odds, the will really test him, it's Djambuk. I thought Djambuk was a really good run last start. He'd had a setback going into that race and obviously had time between runs. He went to the line very well over 1,100 metres. 1,200 here in lesser grade. He can run a big race and wouldn't want to lose on the race if he won. So certainly be having a little saver on him. Six in a spirit off a maiden win last start, but probably a Mar Eustace horse that'll keep progressing on, and three, Jaconi. Very hard to line up because both of his wins have been on the synthetic tracks. Resumes here, trial has had two trials. The most recent at Terang went to the line really strongly, so that was on turf, so that's a promising sign. But I think Miami Express is the one to beat. The one I'm a little bit wary of at the price is the Djambuk, 8, 2, 6, and 3.
8, 2, 6, and 3. Just on Jamie Carr, if we look at the premiership, Dino, she's got 16 metropolitan wins. Jai McNeil's on 37. We know she's not eligible to win the title, and I know your thoughts on that. But there are a few corporate bookmakers who were betting on whether she would actually finish on top. Where she is now with the season remainder, do you think she will actually finish on top?
It probably comes down to whether she'd, you know, travels for carnivals, because if she stays back, I think she could ride the most winners for the season, because she's starting to build up that momentum again. And a day like today, if it goes well and she rides four, well, she'll peg back a lot straight away.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. Race number six, there could be another smart galloper going around here. The scratchings are 5, 6 and 10. Gatecrash, speaking of inform jockeys, to be ridden by Alana Kelly at $2.30. Wasaka, $4.60. French Moon, $5.50. And Breeds at $9. Been good money for this favourite here, Dean, as well.
Yeah, I think, and at a backable price too, Michael. He's a really nice horse. He's won 2 or 4. I think he should have won 3 or 4. And he was good last start. That was a high-pressure race, and he proved the strongest. So to me, that gives him every opportunity that he'll run 2,100 out well. He's drawn for a good run, and he's the one to beat. Wasaka comes through the same form line, and for that reason, I think he's the main danger, and I like that race as a form reference. So they're the two I'll be putting in the quaddy. 3, Miss 10,000. She comes through a lot less a form line, but she drops 5 kilos for having won her past two, so that's at least encouraging. And 7, Kip Danui. He was 41 days between runs going into his last run. I think he'll be fitter for that run. And from barrier one, he'll do very little work, maybe a little place chance. But, yeah, I think the market's right with 2 and 9 here. I think they'll dominate the race. 2, 9, 3, 7.
2, 9, 3 and 7, race number 6. Race number 7 is over 1,400 metres at benchmark 64. Take out 5, 11 and 13. Logan Street Line for Chris Waller is the favourite at 3.30. Victory Bay, another Jamie Carr ride for Peter Moody at $4.20. Vazmi, good to catch up with Nathan Dunn yesterday, at 5.50. Gave it a good push to make it 3 out of 3 this time in. And Orton's at 6.50. Who do you like here, Dino?
I like... It's a bit of the theme of the day. I think there's races where you can often narrow them down to two, and I think the market's got them pretty right with Logan Street Line and Victory Bay. Logan Street Line didn't get a lot of room when he needed it first up. I think Victory Bay will go a lot better in the blinkers. Takes on the older horses here, but I think he's well up to it. So they're the two for me, numbers 6 and 9. Wider ones for the quaddy. 12, Orton. I thought his run last start was actually better than his win here two starts back. Behind So Risque. That's a really good benchmark 64 form reference. And one at odds worth considering here is Baglioni, number 10, resuming. He's got that really good run to Foxy Frieda at Flemington last time in, only beaten about two lengths and then probably tapered off at the end of that last preparation. But he's had two jump outs, the most recent of them. I thought he went through the line really well late. And I think if there's going to be a long odds winner on the program today, he might be it. But I'll be putting him in the quaddie. 6, 9, 12 and 10.
6, 9, 12 and 10. And Baglioni's $34 the win and $7 the place. So some juicy value there in the third leg of the quaddie. And the last of eight jumps at 7:30 this evening. It's a benchmark 70 over the mile. We can scratch 9, 12 and 14. Hasseltoff is the favourite at $3.50, eluding $5. Vardani at $7.50, Agnelli's at $9, and then go down to Aesop. There was a good push from Philip Stokes at $14, Dean.
Yeah, he goes quite nicely at the trials, so he's an interesting runner. But I like Agnelli here. I think that the first up run was under a pretty light ride in behind them and went to the line well, and actually the sectional times backed it up late, was hitting the line well. Second up, he won and probably produced his career best last preparation. Gets Brett Preble today. I think he's got a terrific chance to beat 7, Hasseltoff. I like Hasseltoff better at Flemington, but he's well graded in this company. His horse is going to flow into a race, so it'll take a really good ride from Barrier 2 to be able to do that. But on form, he's got to be highly regarded. Number 4 is the Barman. I just think this horse has been building up a different way, this preparation. He usually flies fresh and tapers off, and they've been building up his form. I'm interested to see how he goes today, but as Philip Stokes said, maybe he's better on the softer ground. We'll learn today. And one eluding, I think he's flat running 1,600 metres, but he'll probably sit outside the lead, kick at some stage, and if the others are strung up in traffic, he might be able to keep going. He's got some hope, but I thought Agnelli was a terrific value here. 11, 7, 4 and 1.
11, 7, 4 and 1, and you can get $9, Agnelli. So it's a nice way to end the day. A bit of confidence today, Dino, I can sense. So how do we attack the meeting?
Yeah, I can often fall flat on my face at Lakeside, Michael. So let's hope it's not ill-founded confidence. Race 4, number 1, Greenbelt's in short now, but he's the best. The next best would be race 6, number 2, Gatecrash. And the best value is Agnelli, race 8, number 11. For the quaddie, the first leg, 2, 3, 6 and 8. Second leg, 2 and 9. Third leg, 6, 9, 10 and 12. And the last leg, 1, 4, 7 and 11. And I'm just going to take a multi of the two shorties of the day. Race 4, number 1, into race 6, number 2.
Good on you, Dino. Sounds like a good way to play the day. Best of luck.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael.